Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
Go lay down.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
All right. You are live on BWD Radio with who else? Me, your host, and everything else with the mostest, Ms. V. You can call and listen in. Hit the digits, 347-237-4501. And as you probably heard right from the gate, in the intro there, you could tell Ms. V is in one of her light and happy moods as well. Usually, I guess I always am. In just a moment, I will be joined by singer-songwriter of Inspirational House Christian Music, Ellie Virgil. Our live and non-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. There's definitely no commercials, just the hottest indie artists of today. Do you have a favorite indie artist? I know you do. Submit your song request. Show support for them and support us supporting the hottest indie. All right, give us a follow on Facebook at BWD Radio and on Twitter at BWD Radio _. As you probably already know, BWD is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. Consider and support and play all genres of music worldwide. Also, be sure to take BWD Radio on the go with you. You can download our mobile app, iTunes, Google Play, you know, the usual. You can listen live via our on-site player, bwdradio.com, or if you prefer to use your TuneIn app, which is either built in or you download it, just search for BWD Space Radio. Don't type in space, just hit your space bar. And you can listen in live there as well. I'm going to go ahead and bring our my guest in. Go ahead and bring her on in. Ellie Virgil, how you doing, darling?
Pretty good, Miss V.
That's what's up. I'm just in this excitable mood. I love my Thursday evenings. They're outstanding. Anyways, I do have your latest single. It's titled Be That Change, which I enjoy myself. I have that ready. So we'll spin that out for the listeners after our interview. So let's go ahead. We're going to jump right on in. And go ahead and... Gosh, you have so many accomplishments. You had a biography that I was just like, I was a little wowed over. Well, not a little bit, maybe a little bit more than that. but you've had so many accomplishments over the years. So I wasn't quite sure where to start. So I'm just going to, start with, is Ellie Virgil, now is that your born name or stage name? As well as go ahead and let us know, you know, where you're originally from and where do you hail now?
Well, L.A. started out as my pen name because I worked for both the government and I had a newspaper column. So I had to become two people. And eventually the name just stuck. And I originally hail from the island of Bermuda. So that's where I'm originally from, Bermuda, but I live in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've had a little bit of a variety there just yourself. So now, when did you realize that you wanted to get into the music industry and performance, and as well as who are some of your musical influences and why?
Well, my grandfather was our country's top trombonist, and so I believe I was born in the industry. My mom was part of a singing group, and we used to travel with her when I was young. So that's sort of how I got into the industry. And some of my musical influences are, of course, the Jacksons, George Clinton, the Clark sisters, Will Downing, OJs, Patti LaBelle. I used to be a Prince fanatic. And I'm a lot into timeless music. Yeah.
Prince, I don't know. He was kind of stubborn. He was the only one that wouldn't let his videos be on YouTube. Isn't that amazing? But anyways,
but he did.
Yeah, you know what? And he was amazing. He was definitely an what do you call it? Not eccentric, but
eclectic.
What is it called? Elective.
Eclectic,
or,
I think it's
probably. Yeah. And but yes, very talented. So so how would you best describe your music for the public audience if they have never seen or heard of L.A. Virgil until today?
Well, I would tell them, basically, I'm a Renaissance woman, and I'm basically always reinventing my inner being. So my music is a fusion of diversity. Everything that I write, I mean, the melodies, the lyrics, everything comes to me in my sleep. Or I could be just walking down the street. And so I always have, you know, something like a recorder close by. And this particular song, Be That Change, the track was originally created by my cousin, Charda Virgil. And then months and months later, my partner and I rearranged and remixed it. And, you know, to a house beat, a house fusion beat. And then, again, the lyrics came to me one morning, and they're definitely inspiring lyrics that make you want to become the change that others see. Yeah.
So is that how you would – so that's what inspired Be That Change? What can the listener expect, not just from the sound, but the actual storytelling on this track?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest and say, you know, God, the Creator, the Divine, gave me the lyrics at a time I didn't even know what they meant until almost a year later when I was abandoned by a good person that I loved. You know, they just left me one day. And so looking back at the lyrics, looking back in my rearview mirror, my life is so much clearer, no longer driving in a fog, walking in my purpose, thank you, Lord. You know, forget the haters, stay focused on purpose. You know, as I ponder on my thoughts, you know, these things, they just came to me. And it was really weird because what was happening in my life hadn't happened yet.
Wow.
So I was writing in my future. Yeah, it's really crazy. Yeah, it's really crazy. And even the word haterades, I had never heard of anyone saying haterades. So that was like so in the future.
Wow.
Now you hear people talking about haterades.
Wow,
well,
that's a trip.
That's how our life rolls, yeah.
Wow, yeah, I would definitely say that there was definitely a higher power in there. Most definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, most definitely. You were definitely blessed with those lyrics. So going back to, gosh, how many achievements you've had now, you know, we would need hours to cover them all. but to kind of put it in a little bit of a little smaller package, what do you feel has been your greatest accomplishments as a recording artist? You know, share with us your major achievements.
I would say my major achievement recently was having Christ deliver me from an open brain surgery. I was facing life or death surgery in November. And, you know, I had to get my funeral stuff together, you know, all my wills, everything. And I had to be partially awake when they were operating on my head. And
wow.
Just to be singing, can you imagine that? It's like my brain was being raped.
Yeah.
And so that's a story in itself. And I'm still battling with chemo right now. I successfully completed the radiation portion, got through the surgery. And so that's been like my greatest achievement so far.
Wow.
But as an individual in the industry, I would have to say when the Bermuda, the Underground Awards gave me an award in my name for diligence. So for every artist, for years, it'll be the L.A. Virgil Artist of the Year Award. And to me, that was like one of the greatest honors. You know, just walking down the red carpets, doing the whole Grammy thing with my aunt Estlin, who just recently passed. And my parents. My parents, you know, my family's always been there supporting me.
Wow, you've definitely been blessed. Twice over. Wow. I mean, even as you know, you don't really want to ever hear of, you know, that anyone's sick or, you know, going through, you know, any health tribulations, you know, trials. And, you know, that's definitely a blessing. As much as, you know, one doesn't want to hear that, it's definitely good to hear. It's great to hear that you've accomplished, you know, these steps, you know, so we'll definitely keep praying for you and, you know, keep up with you and see how you're doing as well, you know, as well as your music, because, you know, you've obviously have come over some hurdles, so that would definitely take a strong woman, so bless you, and you just keep going, girl, you just keep going. Those lyrics didn't come to you for nothing. So
that's right.
Where can we go and get your latest music?
Well, right now, Be That Change is on iTunes. It says explicit lyrics. I don't know why iTunes put that up there on it, but it's nothing explicit about the lyrics. And within the next few months, we plan on, I don't know if we're going to drop singles or just do an EP. But definitely, you know, iTunes. I also have a book that's on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble. My book is my story. I just thought I'd just drop that in there as a freebie.
Yeah, you know, you got to drop it all in there, girl. You know, and I was just going to say, too, until you said, you know, life story, and I was just going to say, I mean, that is definitely a story in itself, you know. The trials and tribulations that you're going through or have gone through and are, you know, still going through would definitely be very interesting to others that, you know, may just be starting to face that battle. So definitely, you know, let us know when that's out or if it's already out, you know, make sure you tweet about it and make sure you tag us in it so we could tweet about that for you.
Okay,
now, you mentioned... You're welcome, hon. Anyways, you mentioned the EP, and now are you just holding off with, you know, a music video and some live events? Are you holding off right now as far as those kind of project happenings?
Well, we shot the first official music video for another song, Answer the Call, with Ed Oregon Entertainment, and that can be found on YouTube, and it's very inspirational. But I haven't released the music. So, I don't know, we just did the opposite. You know what I mean? One of them we've got on iTunes, with no video. One thing you've got with a video. But I just try to follow the steps of the Holy Spirit. And so whatever the Spirit tells me to do, that's how I do it. And we're yet, like I said, to officially film Be That Change. But there is a video by Key West Entertainment that can be found attached to my site, which is hismultimedia.com. And also, Indie Jams Radio did a wonderful promo video for empowering women. So it's funny that you would mention about, you know, women earlier. They used part of Be That Change and made a commercial out of it. So I was pretty, you know, happy with that. We also have a Love and Light Fest coming up to benefit those of us who are fighting brain cancer, specifically the rare cancer oligodendroglioma, which makes up 2% of all brain cancers. So, you know, I'm going to be working on that. But I'm doing like one thing at a time, you know.
That's a great idea, you know, to put that, you know, awareness out there. Definitely. Awareness is always a great thing. So why don't you go ahead and take this time. I know you had mentioned your website, but go ahead and any shout-outs you may have, contact information for someone that wants to get in touch with you, you know, for the near future of booking or features, you know, collabs, anything
okay.
you want to share at this time?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter, LA Virgil for his, on Instagram, LA Virgil for real with the number 4. And I also want to give a shout out to my parents, one of my partners with his multi-music, Franz Richards, my cousin Chardo Virgil, the Underground, my Corinth family, EIUMT Movement, and a good friend of mine, like I said, Andy. And my website is www.hismultimedia.com. And last but not least, I've got my girl Angelina here, who's filming me, and also, .com.
That's right. You know, and also, you know, when you start, you know, raising awareness and, you know, putting your tweets out there and everything, make sure you tag us so we can help support you with getting that awareness out there. Well, you know, I thank you so much for the interview. Everyone be on the lookout, okay, for L.A. Virgil's. She's going to have a Near Future magazine feature in BWD Magazine. So be on the lookout for that because it's going to share so much more than what we've discussed today. So before you leave out, Virgil, go ahead and take us on into your latest single, and definitely good luck to you and stay up and be blessed. I know that's harder than it sounds, but you just keep doing your girl.
Okay, babe. Yes. We all need to be the change that we wish for others to see. So let's just hit it. Be that change.
All right, girl.
Turned around and I can't see my reality, Lord.
Hear that house in there, and definitely, definitely inspirational. So be sure to follow Movement, all right? Be sure to, if you have not been able to catch all the information at this time, you can find it on our timeline as well at BWD_. Oh, a truly seasoned artist, a published journalist. She specializes in the arts, an international film documentarian, current television producer, published author, artistic marketing agent, ASCAP songwriter, arranger, consultant, and these are just a few. Here's a few more. Community activist, event planner, and she states, most of all, she's a pioneer, and yes, she is. God bless her. Make sure you guys give her a follow and support her awareness and her movement. All right, Ms. V, she's going to get on out of here. I'm going to leave you. Be sure to tune in. Be sure to tune in next week, same BWD day, same BWD time. And obviously with the same BWD radios, Ms. V. Yeah, that's right. So be sure to catch BWD Radio 24/7 nonstop music station. BWDRadio.com. All right. Also, be sure to listen in because L.A. Virgil, her track is in rotation, which, you know, the telephonic, if it wasn't, you know, as clear, I'm sure it wouldn't be compared to the live spins, okay, on the station. So be sure to tune in to BWDRadio.com. You can either click on the on air. All right, or you can click on the menu, which I believe it states listen. Listen now, something like that. But obviously you'll know the wording when you see it. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, BWD_. If you're on Facebook, stop by our fan page. I know over the, my gosh, we've been doing this for about 14, 15 years between the whole network. So, gosh, we've been fanatics with Twitter. We have such a huge following on Twitter. Several Facebook accounts, BWD Graphics, BWD Radio Promotions, BWD Magazine, BWD Radio. Yes, we're still building them, consistently building them. Come on, give us those likes. Come on, we support the indie artists. Help us out. Give us a few likes, all right? Also, if you have anything that you're working on as far as awareness and you're looking for support, you know, make sure you get at Ms. B. All right? She's a kindred heart. Yes, I do. So be on the lookout as well. Our magazines drop on the 5th of every month. The 5th. That's right. We had our 3-year anniversary, I believe that was March's issue. I believe that's correct. So just like BWD Radio, we are number one when it comes to variety. We will play everything as long as it's clean, lyric-wise, okay? Magazine, same thing, variety, okay? You name it, music, news, entertainment, okay? Models, lifestyle, tips, health tips. Recipes, you just never know what we're going to put in there, all right? So make sure you be on the lookout, or just go to bwdmagazine.com. You can also subscribe to get a heads up when it gets released. You can also subscribe to the print, all right, and get that delivered free right to your door. You know, help us help you. You know, that's what it's all about, support each other. Be on the lookout, all right? Don't miss it. BWD Radio, we're proudly sponsoring BWD Magazine, okay? Also, be sure to check out bwdpromotions.com, all right? Pretty close to number one when it comes to social media, all right? Be sure to follow us on Instagram as well, BWD Promotions on Instagram, okay? That covers all our magazine, our radio, okay? So be sure to give us a follow there as well. All right? So Ms. V, she's going to bounce on out of here. You have a blessed night, and I'll see you and hear you next week. All right, Ms. V, she's out of here.